Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We've got good news. The world is open again, and people like you, people of faith, are traveling to Catholic sites around the world. Want to travel with exceptional Catholic leaders this fall, next year, or in the future? Are you looking to see specific sites, celebrate traditional Latin Mass, or travel to destinations without vaccine requirements? We are here to help you deepen your faith on pilgrimage. Give us a call at 1-800-842-4842 or visit us online at selectinternationaltours.com. Select International Tours is your pilgrimage company, and we have the perfect Catholic trip for you.
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
Boy, God sure does ask a lot of us, doesn't he? Love one another as I have loved you. And make sure that you don't go to the offering. Leave your gift at the altar if you are still upset with someone. Make amends with your brother. It's so hard to do that sometimes, isn't it? And oddly enough, even with the most close people in our lives, the ones who push our buttons all the time, those are especially the ones that he is telling us to make amends for. If not, we're going to have to be in purgatory for a super long time. That's what the reading is all about today, and I'm going to go read it to you. And don't worry, I will be 10 minutes because I have a Relevant Radio 6:30 in the morning interview, if you will. And guess what? It's talking about mind, body, soul, and spirit, and how do we make those changes in our lives that we so desperately want to make this summer. And it's based in God, as you know. Meaning and purpose. Okay, but that's not what today is about. Here's the deal. Matthew 5:20 through 26. Jesus said to his disciples, I tell you, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will not enter into the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said to your ancestors, you shall not kill, and whoever kills will be liable to judgment. But I say to you, whoever is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. Whoever says to his brother, Raca, which by the way, Raca means to beat out, will be answerable to the Sanhedrin. And whoever says, you fool, will be liable to the fiery Gehenna. Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar, and there recall that your brother has anything against you, leave your gift there at the altar. Go first and be reconciled with your brother, and then come and offer your gift. Settle with your opponent quickly while on the way to court with him. Otherwise, your opponent will hand you over to the judge, Jesus, and the judge will hand you over to the guard, and you will be thrown into prison. Amen, I say to you, you will not be released until you have paid the last penny. I'm not sure if any of you know, but that is one of the Bible verses that supports purgatory. I'm pretty sure I'm going to be in purgatory. I do not have this 100% pure heart toward everyone. I do my best. I really do. I do my best. But if you look around, there's a lot of division and a lot of anger. And you may have people in your life that bring out that anger in you, or that you have actually not forgiven for a really long time. And maybe I'm bringing something up right now where you're like, oh man, I haven't forgiven that person. I don't want to forgive that person. And that's more or less the point. We don't want to do something sometimes. And God is asking us to do the hard things. This Christian path, this Catholic path, because there's a lot of Christian denominations who accept a lot of behavior that the Catholics don't. And that is part of the journey. So today, sit and think, who is it in my life that represents this brother that I have issues with in this gospel? It's not easy to forgive. That is why all we have to do is give Jesus the ability to forgive. Give Jesus permission to forgive. Soon your heart will change and you will actually feel like you have truly forgiven someone. That's the journey that I went on with my very own brother, my dad, and a guy that I used to work with. I kept saying, I forgive them, I forgive them, I forgive them. And then when I would think about what they did, I would still have that disdain in my heart. And so it wasn't until, I don't know, a few months went by and I kept thinking, how is this ever going to work? I was in adoration. This was about the same time that I was looking at my life and the way that I was acting. Even though I'd been on the journey for a couple of years, I was not living a Christian Catholic life, and I had so much to change. It was what I thought, what I believed, what I said, what I did. It was like everything. And those are difficult moments on the journey when you're faced with changes that you just don't know how to make. And to love that person where they're at, maybe it's someone that you're not, you know, able to forgive and it's something different. But let's go back to the forgiveness because I've got to wrap that up for those that haven't really heard this piece. But I was in adoration and I said to God, I cannot do this, Jesus. I need your help. And so that was my prayer. Please help me forgive. And then I heard from my spiritual director who says, just allow Jesus into your heart to forgive for you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I forgive my dad. I forgive my brother. And slowly but surely, my heart changed. One day, I went and I hugged my brother at a Christmas event. And then the very next day, because we were there for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, I really felt love for him. I told him I loved him. It was a pivotal moment. We invited him over to dinner, for dinner one night. And then my husband started golfing with him during the summer, and my relationship completely changed. And that was God that changed my heart. It's amazing what the Lord can do when we allow him in. And you might have a difference of opinion with someone who's maybe your spouse, for example. And it may bother you, their viewpoint. But this is a challenge to us. This is where we need to go to God and the Holy Spirit and Mary and our guardian angel and all the saints and all the holy angels, Saint Joseph, God the Father, Jesus. Who have I left off the list here? We've got to call on the Holy Army to help us love everyone where they're at. I always think of myself. So if you happen to watch my abortion video that I did a couple weeks ago, I had to share my journey because I want people to know that I didn't always feel this way. I actually felt quite the opposite for many, 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 many years. And it was one of the last teachings that I accepted and finally, from my head down to my heart, understood, oh my gosh, how horrific abortion really is. We have to remember that we aren't perfect and we've been on a journey and we were able to change our mind. So maybe that's what we keep in our heart, is hope that the Lord will touch that person's heart and that their opinions and they will be enlightened to the truth and awakened to maybe what's going on in the world. That should be our prayer. As well as, Lord, help me love one another as I should. And I hate to say it, but it's the truth. You all know that I say, my ministry is so simple. It's just bringing God into everything, all day, every day. So if you're sitting there with that person who pushes your buttons, or you're running short in patience with that individual, that's a pause, stop. Offer it up to God. Lord, I'm offering up my impatience, my anger, my frustration. Please receive them. For all of the clueless people out there that don't know who you are, and those people who are lonely and robbed of your love, kindness, generosity, and the gifts of the Spirit in their life, one being able to see the truth, that's what we need to do. So think about it. If you have a grievance against someone, please get to confession. Let that gospel about don't put your offering at the altar, go fix it. Don't receive that Holy Eucharist. If you've got a craw on your side and your craw, is that right? You got a thorn in your side or something like that for someone, go to confession. And do your best to forgive. Give it to God. Ask God into your heart to change it. All righty, everyone. I love you all. I've got to run. Have a blessed and inspired day. And don't forget, bring God into it. Find that something more that you've been seeking and wanting in your life, like forgiveness and whatever it is that you're focusing on with your mind, your body, your soul, your spirit. Bring purpose and meaning into it. I'll talk to you tomorrow.